This is JIS News. Coming up, National Security Ministry seeking to identify child-friendly facility to relocate female wards at the South Camp Road Rehabilitation Center. 2,000 needy persons to benefit from $600 million welfare to work program, and Cabinet approves conversion of scrap metal regulations to legislation. The details after the break.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. The Ministry of National Security is seeking to identify a child-friendly facility to relocate female wards being held at the South Camp Road Rehabilitation Center in Kingston. Portfolio Minister Peter Bunting says a facility with a school or home environment rather than a correctional institution is being sought. Mr. Bunting says the ministry will be lobbying public and private sector support and input for the undertaking and is hopeful that stakeholders such as the Ministry of Education can assist.
So we're wide open. If JFJ can help us to locate a suitable facility, we would appreciate that. If Food for the Poor can help us to locate a suitable facility, we would appreciate that, because we want to get that done this fiscal year. We don't want it to go over into another fiscal year. We are determined and we're asking for help.
Female wards aged 12 to 18 years who have either been incarcerated or remanded for offences are kept in custody at the South Camp Correctional Facility. The institution, which previously housed adult male inmates, was converted to accommodate the female wards following a fire at Armadale Juvenile Correctional Facility for Girls in St. Anne in 2009. 2,000 needy persons are set to benefit from a $600 million welfare-to-work program over the next 2 years. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the initiative will be carried out under the Steps to Work program. Under the program, adult members of poor families in receipt of welfare assistance will be enabled to seek and retain employment and economic opportunities through skills training.
The government, in its drive to ensure the inclusion of vulnerable groups in the productive workforce, will be making provisions for the participation of working-age adults in the labour market that are from poor families that are in receipt of welfare assistance.
The Steps to Work program is expected to reduce the number of beneficiaries receiving welfare support and increase human capital accumulation among welfare families. Cabinet has approved the conversion of the scrap metal regulations into the Scrap Metal Act. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says drafting instructions have been issued to the Chief Parliamentary Council to effect the change and approval given for the repeal of the Trade Scrap Metal Regulations 2013.
The change is necessary as the current regulations under the Trade Act do not adequately allow for effective regulation of the sector. Under the proposed Scrap Metal Act, the enforcement provisions will grant the power for entry, seizure, detention, and forfeiture of property. It will also allow for offences under the Act to be tried in either the Supreme Court or a residence magistrate's court.
Senator Faulkner was speaking at a recent Jamaica House media briefing. And Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeill is anticipating significant tourist arrivals for the 2014-2015 period. This with a planned addition of the Helsinki and Copenhagen markets.
This year, we will see the addition in November of two new gateways, Helsinki and Copenhagen. And due to this, we confidently expect growth from this important Scandinavian market.
Dr. McNeill adds that outlook for main markets such as Latin America remains positive. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.